him up, you critters. Pick him up. Horses pulling tanks and trucks.
Johnny, you have a cigarette for me?
One of those Canadians is all.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Me too, Johnny.
Sure.
What is town we come to, Sargento?
I don't know for sure, Domingo. Newark, New Jersey, if I remember my geography.
Newark, New Jersey?
I never hear of such a place.
Well, it's just south of where New York used to be. Pretty big town. Or used to be.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, The Long Way Home, a glimpse of a future we trust will never happen. A story of the fate of men to whom it is given to do what they have to do, with or without understanding, but with patience, goodwill, and a sense of comradeship.
Hi, Ruski. You know, that was a German song when I was fighting in North Africa 30 years ago.
Every army take it over. Like every army take up song in every war. Let me play you other one from First World War. I think we learned this from Austrici. But many soldiers still think it is Spanish war.
I know. My father was aeroplane mechanic there.
Say, I hear that. My old man, he served in the United States Army in 1917. He was Cubano like me, of course. But he want to fight, Alemán.
Germanskis, everybody want to fight them. Let me play you a song from Second Big War. This one is Russian. I think you all know.
Oh, sure. I heard that one when I was a real little kid.
Yes, Chief, old boy. You come and look after this stew and let me borrow that nip organ for a minute. I'll give you a really spirited old army tune.
Right, sir.
This one practically took the world, as our armies haven't been doing for some time now, I'm afraid.
We know that.
Oh, everybody do. Yeah, I also. From my papa's, you fight in First War also.
Tit! Hop! There goes that stew. First stop meal I might have had in 3 days.
Each of all! He's army to worry. Always the same.
The fire of the works to see the general! Sergeant
of
Squad, next to headquarters,
set! Guess he means you, Johnny.
Sergeant Johnson, 1st Squad, 1st Platoon, 2070 Infantry reporting, sir.
Report to General Clarkson that Mayor Collins is calling with technical experts.
Yes, sir!
All others, as you are.
Good! I play music for Mayor to go to terrible fate.
What fate?
To talk with Big General. What color eyes Mayor have?
How I know?
Never mind. Maybe that.
Look here, Mr. Mayor. We know you have your problems, but we have worse ones. We have reliable information that an enemy force will attempt a landing somewhere around Cape May within 2 or 3 days. We've got to stop that.
Whose force, may I ask, General Clarkson?
How am I supposed to know by all the knobby knees in New Jersey? Our intelligence says it's probably General Wolfe with his Germans.
Germans, General?
Or whatever he's got now. But even if they're outer Tibetans, I can tell you we're in for a rough time. And so will you and your people be, Mr. Mayor, if we can't stop them from landing.
I'm sorry, General, but I still don't see how we are involved. We are a community of civilians.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Civilian, you have the good fortune to be the head of one of the few cities in the world that has at least some serviceable walls left. Now, I know Wolf. I've fought him before. And if Wolf makes a landing here in New Jersey, you not only will have none of your walls left, but no people either. Mr. Mayor, we know that you've got gasoline stored underground somewhere around here, and we need gas.
You make it sound grim, General.
It will be grim, believe me.
Perhaps so, but what do you want me to do about it?
Lord knows we've got few enough tanks left, but even those we have are useless without gas. And if we can't get gas for our trucks to bring up the supplies that we have left, or those we can squeeze out of communities like yours, Mr. Mayor, Fireman, we'd be just plain helpless.
Let me ask you one question, General.
Sure, fire away.
Whom are you fighting and why?
Whom? Why, anybody who's fighting us, of course. Anybody. Why? Well, I suppose I have to admit I don't really know too much about that part of it myself, but... because I'm a soldier, I suppose. Because my government ordered me to.
But we have hardly any government left, General. When were you last in touch with anything one could call the government of the United States of America?
Well...
Exactly, General. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll turn one of our gas reservoirs over to you and let you do with it whatever you want. And I'll throw in a bonus on one condition.
That's too much, sir. Who are you to make conditions to the commanding officer of an army of your own government?
About the government, I wouldn't know, General. I haven't heard anything from them for a pretty long time. Concerning your army, I'm not so sure whether it should be considered an army of the United States or just General Clarkson's army.
No.
There have been I don't know how many dozens of armies like yours wandering around the world these last few years, clawing at each other and pushing each other back and forth across the earth.
Yeah. All right. What's your condition?
That you get your troops out tomorrow morning.
Well, that one I can accept. We have an appointment around Cape May anyway, if we can get your gasoline, that is.
Well, don't let the difference in our points of view mislead you, General. We naturally wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. You mentioned a bonus.
Yes, it's something your intelligence apparently missed. Just before this whole mess started, the government enlarged a few of the natural caves in the foothills west of here and stored some airplanes there. There are about five or six left.
Airplanes?
I don't know how modern you'd consider them.
Modern? Modern? Man, what does that matter when there hasn't been a factory on the face of the earth producing anything at all for years? I don't even know if I'd still recognize an airplane anymore.
Well, they're yours, together with the gas, if your army leaves in the morning.
Mr. Mayor, you got a deal. Now we'll at least have a chance against that wolf.
Hold it a minute, soldier. There's a couple of folks here.
Civilians!
Oh, they're wearing decent clothes, too.
What can I do for you, sir? And ma'am?
Mr. and Mrs. William Harrison Taylor, young man.
Sir?
I ain't no sir, ma'am. Just a sergeant.
Well, sergeant, then.
Sergeants run army, lady. Never mind, sir.
Except general, maybe.
All right, shut up, you two. Yes, ma'am?
Well, you'll have to forgive an old lady's curiosity, but it's been so long since we've heard anything about what is going on. We would have liked to have brought something for you and your men.
Oh, there wouldn't have been any call for that, ma'am. The army still takes pretty good care of us.
He means we take good care.
Don't mind them, ma'am. They're just road happy. Men get a little silly after marching a long time.
You mean marching too long, Sergeant?
I wouldn't know, sir. We go where we have to go.
Yeah, but it's pretty far sometimes, Johnny.
You talk. You come all the way from Cuba. Me, I come all the way from Korea.
So it's then. There's 8,000 miles of water between Melbourne and even the west coast of this blooming continent.
What a... Permit a man to speak among children. Me, I come from Omsk. From Omsk? That is in Siberia. It is half around the world.
Say, Sergeant, what kind of an army is this anyway? I thought it was American.
Oh, it is that, sir. General Clarkson's army.
But all those foreigners...
Well, sir, in a war like this, you can't take too much account of nationalities. Now, Ivan, the Ruski here, we picked him up in Alaska after that big fight we had up there. His own outfit was just about wiped out. Well, he didn't have no place to go, so he joined up with us. And Sen here, he says he's a Korean. Seems he came over with that army that invaded California under General Yao Men To a couple of years ago. But he got lost in the hills. He had no way to get home. So he kept wandering around, and we picked him up when we got pushed back through Washington State by those Mohammedans of General Abdel Ali.
Me, I joined up with these chaps in Canada after my own brigade was wiped out. Where else would a man go these days?
Me, I believe in freedom.
And me, I recognize just like fighting.
I have to repeat my question, young man. Is this supposed to be an American army?
Why, sure it is, sir. Our commanding officer is General Clarkson in that tent over there.
But, Sergeant...
Never mind, William. The government undoubtedly has its reasons.
Government? There is no government that I've heard from, at least. Not even about taxes.
Don't fuss now, William. Sergeant...
Yes, ma'am?
Do you happen to be free from duty tonight?
As far as I know, ma'am. Unless we get orders to move out.
Well, our apartment is below street level, and so we still have a fairly decent space to live in. That last rocket did shake the plaster off the ceiling. But it's warm and quite comfortable, and we have a little store of tea left over.
Tea?
As a matter of fact, Mother, I even think there are a few bottles of beer. Homebrew, of course.
Beer?
Cerveza?
What? Beer?
Beer, you dope people!
Zaman,
shut up, you crazy!
Stow it, Ruski. Can't you stop playing that tinkerbox even while you're breaking your legs in this rubble?
Hey, you don't like music when we go to party?
Yeah, but we're not going to Kentucky. You could be carrying a squirt gun over that shoulder.
I got two shoulders, Chief. One for Don, one for Balalaika.
Kentucky, where it is?
Never mind, Cobber. They ain't had a war there in 100 years.
Somebody sure beat up this town, though.
You say that after we go through Chicago, Detroit, Toledo? Oh, look the same.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Sam. Hold it, guys. I think this is the place. Oh. Why, miss, we were looking for Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. We were invited.
You're expected to. Please come in.
Well, thank you, miss. You didn't know.
Oh, look at our fellow rebel. He's found himself a little mink.
Oh, come on. Shut up with that.
There I was, Mrs. Taylor, sitting in that bloody tree with that bloody spear pinning me bloody fire to the bloody trunk, and all in this so-called atomic age.
Is ex-tovarish.
Ex-what, Ruski?
Ex-atomic, tovarish. He's no more factories, he's no more atomics.
Gracias a Dios.
Might even live longer this way.
I wouldn't count on too much, Cove.
Why can't? We don't get paid anyway.
Oh, stash it, Ruski.
That reminds me of a fellow I served with in the Second World War. Well, we just landed on this island, but I guess he got himself lost or something. And the next thing you know, after we take this village, there he is sitting on this throne with four bodyguards with spears and every single one.
More tea, Sergeant?
Oh, thanks, miss. My name is John.
He's Johnny. Johnny John.
Mine is Martha. Martha Waycross.
Waycross?
I'm only taken over. Mother and Dad, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor, that is, they found me at the intersection of Broad Street and the highway to Red Bank after that first awful bombing. I was only about 7 then.
Your parents gone?
I really don't know. I'd forgotten my name from the shock or something. So when Mother and Dad registered me as their takeover, they put me down as Waycross. What are you looking so strange about?
I don't know. You make me think of something. Make me smell it, even.
Smell what?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. That's what I'm trying to remember.
Where do you come from, Sergeant?
Come from? South Dakota, originally. Black Hills country.
And have you been home recently?
No, ma'am. Not since I joined up 7 years ago.
You haven't been back since?
Well, no. I figured this time when we got chased off the West Coast, I'd get a chance to stop by the farm, see what's left of my family, but... And the railway wasn't running, so they sent us across through Canada.
I don't know whether you're aware of it, children, but there's a beautiful full moon outside.
Children? Oh, I also am a child.
Would you like to go out and look at the moon, Martha?
Yes, Johnny.
How about another bottle of beer, gentlemen?
You are a gentleman, Mr. Taylor.
Beer ball!
Johnny, what are you thinking about?
I just figured out what you reminded me of before.
Something nice, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Real nice. I don't know if I can say it right, but it had something to do with when I was a kid back home on the farm. It'd be the sun and the bright blue sky in the summer. The smell of the green grass and the wheat and the corn. My mother would be in the kitchen, usually, cooking up something good. And always in the summer, there'd be that warm breeze in my face and hair.
What's that?
Huh? That noise? Gosh, I hope it's the reinforcements we've been waiting for. General Bob Smith's outfit. I reckon we sure enough are moving out now.
But
planes themselves are okay, sir. Our mechanics can't find a thing wrong with them.
So what is wrong?
I don't know, sir. They just don't handle right.
Will they fly at all?
After fashion, sir.
Well, maybe that's enough of a margin. If Smith has some ammunition, that is. We'll need everything we can lay our hands on to stop that wolf.
Johnny, are you as lonesome for home as you sound?
Lonesome for home? Home, that's the Army, Martha. And lonesome, how could I be lonesome? I've been in this outfit since I was 14. Now, you're giving me an idea, though.
I hope this one is nice, too.
Heard it from a fellow I went to school with. He went back home last year. He told me there are some folks that have moved into some of those caves in the hills, right near where I was raised. And they're collecting all kinds of things.
Sounds wonderful.
Seems there was a saint once in Italy or somewhere. Saint Benedict, I think. And he collected all the stuff he could find when they had a lot of wars over there, just to save the old inventions and ideas. Well, civilization, I guess. Well, those people back home are trying to do the same thing.
Johnny, are you thinking of going back to join them?
Oh, now, Martha, if a man had himself a good woman, I don't owe the Army any time anymore.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, you delivered the planes all right. And you turned over that gasoline to us, but the two just don't work together.
Huh?
The planes won't run on that gas the way they should, neither will our tanks and trucks.
I'm sorry, General, but that's not our fault. The stuff hasn't been touched since it was pumped into the reservoir 15 years ago.
15 years? That's no wonder.
What's the matter, General?
Do you know what evaporation and condensation in an underground tank can do to gasoline in 15 years? I only hope the stuff is good for one mission at least.
You did pass through New York on your way here.
Rather.
Say, what's it look like? We haven't heard from anyone who's been through there for years.
New York? Oh, kaput!
It's true, sir. There ain't anything left. We had to dig a road through the rubble for our tanks.
But tell me something, Mr.
Corporal Lee, ma'am. Originally of the 5th Australian Division.
Well, Corporal, you're not an American. Why are you here? Why do you fight?
Why, madam, the women have children.
Oh, but that's a woman's role in life.
Well, madam, maybe it's a man's role to fight.
Ha ha! Women have it, baby. Men, they fight. It's man's life in army.
Well, all I can say, Bob, is I'm glad you got here. I have a hunch this wolf is going to be pretty tough to lick. He wouldn't risk a landing if he didn't think he was pretty well fixed.
Where do you think he'll hit us?
G2 says around Cape May. It makes sense, too. Well, you got here just in time, Bob. The mayor of this junk heap made me swear we'd move out in the morning.
What do you mean, made you?
Oh, heck, he had some gas stored underground from before the war. A few planes hidden in those caves, and so we made a deal. Now, it turns out, of course, that the gas is full of water and the planes practically refuse to fly on it. Still, you know the old saw, beggars can't be choosers.
I'd have shot the so-and-so.
I thought of it. But how would I have found those supplies of his? What do you got left?
Not much. 5 tanks, M84s and 86s, about 20 6x6 trucks, a few rocket launchers, enough mortars and artillery for a couple of battalions.
Yeah.
I've got about 15,000 men.
Just about a division.
Yeah, the way we used to think of it. Now it's an army.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you caught up with us anyway, Bob. I don't know whether even the two of us together will be able to stop that wolf. Still, I suppose we better get ready to push out. Sentry, have them sound assembly. We're moving out in 2 hours.
Hey, what's that? Hey, you guys, back to camp. Assembly sounded. Now, Martha, I guess we're moving.
What about those black hills of yours?
Oh, we moving, Saul? Oh,
Johnny, we go.
You think this is invasion?
Invasion who?
I don't know, you guys, but the bugle gave it on the double. I'm sorry, honey. I guess you see, I just can't go home
yet. But you said...
Yeah, I know I did, but I couldn't leave my outfit now. Not when the guys are heading for another battle. Might be a real bad one.
Oh, Johnny.
Don't you go worrying now. Martha, I'll feel a lot better just knowing you're alive. You know that, I reckon. But it just don't seem like there's much time left anymore to do the things
people really want to do.
Come on, Sarge.
Come on, Sarge.
Here you.
Outside.
All right. Fall in line there. Both sides of the road.
Shut up, you.
Guess you'll run for a while.
Come on now, you guys. Dress it up. Holiday's over.
At least we got some planes on the side again.
Yes, if enough gasoline.
Gasoline? Oh, who needed gasoline? Not feet.
You like carry things?
Rather fight without tanks, Ruski.
Shut up, you guys. Here's a general.
Looks like two of them, rather.
Men of the Clarkson Army, once again, as so be often before, our opportunity has come. As you know, I never keep secrets from you. I tell you frankly, therefore, that this time we're up against the toughest and the smartest opponent many of you have ever faced. General Wolfe and his specialists. Our intelligence tells us that they're planning to land near Cape May tomorrow or the next day. But we have been reinforced by General Bob Smith and his army. So, with faith and confidence, and with the courage and skill which you have shown so often, I know that we will continue to keep this continent safe for our women.
Now, this one's going to be rough, I'll write just
when you talk like that, yes.
Watch it! Hop! Right! Hey! Right step! Forward! Hold!
Hi, Sarge.
Yeah?
Johnny.
Oh. Goodbye, Martha.
The Black Hills. St. Benedict.
Maybe. Maybe I'll be back. Maybe, Martha.
You've been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and The Long Way Home, a glimpse of the future we hope will never confront us. Written by Henry E. Fritsch, music arranged by Alexander Steinert, produced and directed in New York by Paul Roberts. William Redfield was heard as Johnny, Danny Ocko as Ivan, and Terry Keane as Martha. Others in the cast included Bob Dryden, Joseph Julian, Roger DeCoven, Nat Polan, Leon Janney, Guy Repp, Wendell Holmes, Jack Arthur, and Ruth Tobin. This is Ted Pearson inviting you to listen again next week when from Hollywood, the CBS Radio Workshop presents Heaven in the Sky, an actuality broadcast of the tragedy of the Pacoima school disaster in which a disabled DC-7 fell into a crowded schoolyard. This is the CBS Radio Network.